This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm gonna get until I die.
I've been searching low and high.
I'm gonna find the secrets till I die. That's a lie.
I won't get to get what I'm after.
Till the day I die. We got Catherine Austin Fitz here with us right now. Short segment now, final segment coming up, longer segment. So, Catherine, you're on fire using the Yellowstone analogy of, they're like, hey, we're gonna have to kill you. You're trying to kill us. It's like, well, nobody ever stood up. That's. Thomas Jefferson was asked, what is the level of tyranny humans will put up with? And he says, it's the level you will accept. Right. What is the ultimate level of tyranny? It's whatever you'll accept. So please continue.
Right. Okay, so let's go back. So let's say we've developed our encryption. We've got the local leadership and the business community together, and they figured out how to start to circulate currency and equity and to... You know, if we're paying 17% on the credit cards and the central bankers are giving the insiders money at 0%, that's an opportunity for us. I'll never forget one time I was in Bible class and literally I got everybody talking about their money. And what I discovered was that I had three friends right in front of me. One was borrowing on a credit card at 20% and one was giving their money to a large New York bank who had the credit card that this one. So their best friend's borrowing from this New York bank at over 20%, and they're giving the money to the bank and getting a very small return. And same with the third one. And I said, look, why don't you guys get together? You know, because there's a 2,000 basis point arbitrage opportunity here. So let's say we do all of that, then our issue is going to become, if we grab back the market share on Main Street out of the big guys, then... You know, the Beck brothers and their friends are going to show up and we're going to have to deal with the dirty tricks. And that's where usually the local community breaks down. They're not prepared to deal with that kind of economic warfare. So, and particularly because they don't know how to create privacy, they're under total surveillance. So the question is, you know, and it's going to be county by county, sheriff by sheriff. I always tell people, don't worry about who the president is. You need to know who your sheriff's going to be. Because you are talking about, you know, Mr. Gates and his pals want to implement a huge number of highly unconstitutional laws that are not only legal in the United States, but they want to do it in a way that is in violation of the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Principles, and they want to use your taxpayers' money to do it. So whether it's violation of the financial management laws, violation of the Constitution, violation of human rights laws and principles, globally, it's going to come down to who's going to enforce. And is your sheriff going to back the law or is your sheriff going to go with Mr. Gates? And that's going to take local organization to make go the right way.
Well, you're certainly a trailblazer, Catherine Austin Fitz. And that's it. This, when we say war, war breaks all the conventions. Gates is declaring war. I'm coming. This will hurt you. You're going to take it. I'm in control. I have liability protection. It's so outrageous.
I don't think he's saying that. He's saying, if you just do the next thing I want you to do, everything will be all right. It's a trap. He's running an entrapment. And it's a fraud. You know, my understanding under the law, it's fraud to, you know, to mislead people about biohazards. But he's saying, oh, no. If you do this, then everything, you know, if you take the vaccine, you'll be fine. Just recently he said, no, you're going to have to take a second round. And you'll be fine. But it's just like the computer system. Everybody knows how bad the Microsoft operating system was because every month there was a virus and you had to update and you had to update and you had to update. It was never over. It just got worse and worse. Right? It's the same.
He is fundamentally a rapist.
No, I think he's fundamentally... You know, he's fundamentally a prisoner of the syndicate. He does what he's told.
I agree with you. High-level folks tell me Gates is a slave. That's how smart Catherine Austin Fitz is. We'll be back in 60 seconds, final segment with her. She's amazing. Hopefully she comes back next week with us. We've got live coverage of the dueling town halls tomorrow. Stay with us.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. And most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
America. He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, Catherine, Austin Fitz, who's been one of the top folks at HUD, exposing things, is on fire. So please continue what you're laying out for us today.
Okay, so I think, I just think every person and every person's situation is unique. So it's not like there's a magic formula that each one of us can do, because in a decentralized world, you know, each human being is unique and their situation is unique. But what each of us needs to do is look at our time and our money and say, okay, where are my risks and where are my opportunities, and bring it down to how in the middle of this do I stand up against what's happening. And I think the most important issue, Alex, for people who have children is if there is one resource that the establishment is coming after, it's your kids. And that's why, you know, the first thing, if you have kids, you've got to get them out of the government schools and you've got to homeschool them. And then you've got to think very, very clearly about how you're going to protect them from contact tracing. How are you going to protect them from the injection fraud, which is poisoning children? We now have over 54% of the kids in America who have chronic disability. You know, some doctors I know say it's as high as 70% because many kids can't afford to get tested. I just saw Bobby Kennedy give an interview and explain that kids' IQs have dropped 7 points. You drop our kids' IQ 7 points, it's game over, Alex. So there is a great poisoning going on. And step number one is we have to protect the children. And so I would organize everything around that and go from there. But we're all going to have to decide how we're going, you know, because part of this is they're trying to take over the food system. And you have a real push to control the food system. And not only that, change the food system so we're all eating synthetic food. And so the first thing I would say is, how are you going to protect your kids? And the second thing I would say is, how are you going to get health, local, fresh food that you can trust?
I'm listening. You're totally right. They are killing us. Big picture, why do the globalists want to depopulate? Why do they want this?
It's not just them. I mean, if you look at the decisions we've been making for the last 50 years, we're killing ourselves. You know, I'll never forget when I saw the groceries, independent grocers system showed the purchases for the last 6 months. And we had spent as their whole market share, we had spent 5 times as much on carbonated drinks as we'd spent on fresh fruits and vegetables. So remember the, you know, the corruption in America is
You're totally right that we are to blame, but they push those choices. They want
absolutely.
Us to do this.
Absolutely. So there has been this cycle of disrespect between the establishment and us. We've got to reverse it. And frankly, you have to walk out.
How do you get the establishment to treat you like a human and treat themselves like a human? How do you get them to stop doing this?
You absolutely walk away. You stop shopping at their stores. You stop you know, investing in the stocks of the companies that are engaged in organized crime. You stop banking. You know, why would anyone? We just put a fabulous compendium together of every criminal and civil settlement that J.P. Morgan Chase has done for the last 20 years. It's unbelievable. It's more than an entire year's earnings, the amount of kickbacks they've given to the Department of Justice and various regulators for all their civil and criminal frauds. Why is anybody banking there? And yet, as many as 50% of Americans are banking directly or indirectly with J.P. Morgan Chase. Why? So, you know, there is a Stockholm syndrome deep in the population. And the reality is, if you're in a war and you are supplying and supporting your enemy, you're going to die.
Catherine, I have a lot of smart guests on, but you're probably the smartest one, or right there in the top five. And you're absolutely right. And I myself know all this, and I want to be good, and I just catch myself busy. And I'm like, why am I shopping with an establishment? Why am I doing this? It's just...
We all do. You can't be perfect, but this is not 0-1. You know that if you spend $20,000 a year at the company store, it's a lot different than if you spend $5 at the company store and the rest in other ways. So it's not a 0-1. But
let me tell you a story since you're here.
Yeah.
One of the richest men in the world, and I had to sign non-disclosure agreements to even do it, deal with it. But a few years ago, they had a huge investigation on us. We're talking stacks of transcripts of what I said about this person. And they were so concerned about me trying to get folks not to shop there that they had a high-level investigation with the owner, obsessed with it and still obsessed, which shows they're not that powerful. Just
right.
Me on air saying don't shop there, which was a little side thing for me, had the head of this thing actually scared.
If everyone in America tomorrow pulled their account from the top 10 banks, because this is being run by the bankers. This is a central banker plan. This is all run by the central banks. So one of the biggest institutional players, this is BlackRock. If everybody tomorrow had a BlackRock ETF or a BlackRock account or, you know, money at BlackRock, you know, called them up and said, you know, I've had it with what you're doing and pulled it out. Do you have any idea how the change would rock?
Exactly. So we have big banks banning gun owners, banning gun shops, banning churches, banning conservatives. What if we started banning them? What if we started using our muscle?
The first thing I'll never forget sitting in Washington in 1998, and I'm living under siege with physical harassment and lawsuits flying, and it's right out of the movie Enemy of the State. And I was writing a check on J.P. Morgan Chase Private Banking. I had three banks at that point. I was writing a check on J.P. and I thought, why am I banking with the bank that's probably doing this to me? Why am I banking with my enemy? And I said, I have to come clean. And it took me 2 years to get my companies and me all out of the big banks and into really great small banks. What I discovered is, the world is full of honest bankers who would love to have our business.
Oh, there's all these great little small banks.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
So small is beautiful.
Well, no. Excellently governed and managed is beautiful.
Are there good big banks? Is it?
Yeah, I would say that they're good bigger banks. But I think, you know, I think this comes down to integrity. Where are the people who will live in defense of the rule of law by how they do business, by how they work, how they live? You know, there are millions of people like that. And the reality is, when are we going to start discriminating and say, I don't care how big you are, I don't care how much money you have, you know, I only want to do business with people of integrity. And I'm going to do everything I can to shun people who are behaving in the marketplace in ways that are in violation of human rights.
All right, we got a minute left. Catherine Austin Fitz, amazing. People should subscribe to your magazine. What else do you want to tell the listeners and viewers?
So I want to say one other thing again, not to be frightening, because I saw it on one of your emails. If you look at we're back to the Beck brothers. If you let the Beck brothers have direct access to our children, what they will do is very, very dark. In fact, it's darker than most people can fathom. And that's why you cannot fall prey to this, oh, just do this and we'll go back to normal. Oh, just do that and we'll go back to normal. Oh, just do this and we'll go back to normal. No, you don't understand. These are people who want to legalize pedophilia. These are people who want to literally install hardware into you that will make you a slave and will literally control where you can go, what you can do, what you can eat, and shut off your income. So you have a choice between slavery and freedom, and you're going to have to decide. And my message to you is death is not the worst thing that can happen.
Catherine, we love you. Solari.com. Please join us again next week. We really love you. And what makes a man or woman is the times they're in. You are shining brighter than ever during these dark times. We love you. Please join us again so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. I'll see you next week.
Thank you. John Report's coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Now, listen to me.
Hello, everybody. John Rappaport here for another session this week. So, some very shocking news this week. I'm going to lay it out for you. As many of you know, since the beginning of this whole thing called the pandemic, I've been exposing the fraudulent science underlying the whole business, going down the rabbit hole as deeply as possible. And in the past week to 10 days, I've been publishing articles on the missing virus. Yes, that's right. The missing virus. Number one, a CDC document dated in July. A very significant document because it describes the exact excruciatingly complex procedure for doing the PCR test, the diagnostic test for the virus. And reading down deep into the article on page 39, it states, no quantified virus was available. That's the CDC saying that about themselves, the most powerful public health agency in the world, that they did not have the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the COVID virus, because it was not available. Really? Not available. Now, they use the word quantified, which is a BS term used to try to distract people and confuse them, because every object that exists in the universe is quantifiable, meaning simply that you can measure it in some way. So you can strike that word out of the statement. No virus was available. This can only mean one thing, that the CDC, most powerful public health agency in the world, couldn't get the virus, could not get an isolated specimen of the virus anywhere in the world. Not from China, not from Germany, not from any state in the U.S., not from any lab, not from any country, not from anywhere whatsoever. Okay? Nowhere. Why is that? Why would that be? Because nobody had it. Because it wasn't there. Nobody had it. This is not like some, you know, country doctor in Oshkosh who decides to write a letter to some company or agency that sends out germs to be studied and saying, I would like a specimen of the SARS-CoV-2 virus so that I can study it in my little kitchen lab. This is the CDC. If they can't get it, if it's not available to them, it's not available to anybody. And that's July of this year. But nevertheless, they're describing a test, the PCR test, for diagnosing the virus that isn't available, that isn't there because nobody has it, because it's never been isolated, because nobody has ever proved that it exists, because if they had, somebody would have the virus, and if they had it, they would be able to send it to the CDC. This is staggering, folks. Staggering. But this is not the only case of the missing virus, because I was led to yet another case, this time in February of 2020, in Europe. A major, major study, which I've cited in a recent article, by a group of authors who are once again putting together the diagnostic test for the virus that's going to be used all over the world. This, in fact, is the first major study that resulted in the PCR test being used all over Europe and then all over the world. And they too say, they put it slightly differently. They say, we are going to describe how to do the diagnostic test. We are going to build the structure of this test, the PCR test, without having the virus. We're going to describe how you test for the virus, but we don't have the virus. Again, there's only one reason possible for that. It's not available. It's not available because nobody has it. Nobody has it because it hasn't been isolated, which means it hasn't been separated out from all of the cellular debris, many different genetic sequences, microbes of all different kinds, waste material, et cetera, from the human body, which is what you need to do, separate it out completely, so you isolate it, so you therefore prove that it exists, and then you can begin to say, we're studying it now. They don't do that, because they don't have the virus. That's how deep into the rabbit hole this whole insanity goes, all the way down to the beginning. And it's in their own documents, in their own words, about which there can only be one conclusion. They don't have it because they can't get it. They can't get it because nobody has it, because it's unproven. So, what are the implications? They are many. Many, 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 many that you can obviously fill in. A completely fraudulent diagnostic test, first of all. Meaningless case numbers and meaningless death numbers on which the whole fiction is built of the pandemic. And then finally you get to the justification for all the lockdowns and the economic and human destruction resulting from the lockdowns, the closure of businesses, the worldwide declarations of states of emergency, and so on and so forth, all stemming from this complete insanity, which at the root is no virus, no virus, no proven virus, period, period. I'm going to have more after the break. What I'm going to cover is, what about all the scientists that say they've sequenced the virus? We'll cover that. Don't go anywhere.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication to total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport back here. So I was discussing before the break how they are faking the proof that the virus exists in the first place. Now, they do this in two basic ways. First of all, they say that they have isolated the virus. You'll see this in various studies and so on. Agencies will say this. They throw around that word like short order cooks throw around hash in a diner. It doesn't mean to them what you would say it means. Isolation means, as I said, you separate out the virus from all of the surrounding material. So there it is. You can see it. You can examine it. You can put it under an electron microscope. You can do large-scale studies on people with it, etc., etc., etc. Now, what they mean is often the following. In the lab, not in the real world, they have a dish with soup in it. And they say the COVID virus is in that soup. And so is various forms of RNA, genetic material floating around, chemicals, drugs, and other substances, some of which are corrosive and harmful, and human cells in the soup. They observe this soup over time, and they say, we know the virus is there, we know it's growing because it's killing the human cells in the dish in the lab. No, no, no. They don't know any such thing. Because very easily those chemicals and drugs in the soup could be killing the virus that they claim, the human cells that are in the soup, in the dish, in the lab. But they assume, without proof, no, it would be the virus that's killing the human cells. They have no idea whether that's true. They assume it to be true. And this is often what they mean by, we isolated the virus. Nonsense, complete lie, complete fabrication. Couldn't be further from the truth. Look at the soup in the dish in the lab. It's a mush, it's a mishmash, which they claim contains the COVID virus in sludge. That ain't isolated. So when they use the word, and people email me and say, well, this lab says they isolated that. Those people say they isolated it. You have to know how they're using the word isolation. And again, if anybody had really isolated the virus, the CDC would have gotten it. They would have said it's available, and we haven't. But they didn't. As of July, they said, not available. We don't have it. We can't get it because nobody has it, because nobody's isolated it, and therefore nobody's proved that it exists. Second way they deceive. They say, well, we have sequenced the genetic structure of the virus. Therefore, the virus must exist. How else, you know, could we have sequenced it, laid out its genetic structure, unless it existed, right? Wrong. Completely wrong. When they sequence the genetic structure of a virus, this is not like looking at a virus in its pristine form through some kind of cosmic microscope and looking at rows of genes that are lined up like cars in a supermarket parking lot. No. They're inferring, assuming that what they are sequencing is in fact the virus without having the virus. How can they do that? Well, obviously they can't. They can start off with a piece of RNA, which they claim is part of the virus, and then they could sequence that, and they could cobble that together with a few other pieces of RNA that they pick out and say, okay, you see this whole long thing here? This is the genetic sequence of the COVID virus. But it isn't. It's what they assume the genetic sequence is. So that's a failure as well, a gigantic failure. It does not prove that the virus exists. It does not prove that anybody's proved the virus exists. And you need to know that. It's a fantastic con, is what it is. That's exactly what it is. Now, You could look at this in the following way. 44 people in Wuhan, China, starting in around December of 2019, fell ill with pneumonia. If you look at the early studies on these people that were done in China, what do you see? They had pneumonia. Well, about 300,000 people die from pneumonia every year in China. So that would mean millions of cases. Nothing new. And if the researchers in Wuhan wanted to look out the window of their own lab at the air quality, horrendous, hovering over Wuhan, they would find out all they need to know about many, 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 many cases of pneumonia they are now calling the new epidemic. But they don't do that. Of course not. Instead, they say, well, these cases are unexplained, and we have to look for a virus. They always do that, because that's what they want. They want to give you a germ to be afraid of. And they have a story. And that's the real reason why this should be called a plandemic. Because they planned to sell a story about a virus, not an actual proved virus. They knew what the story was going to be long before they emerged from the lab and said, we found the new virus and it's a coronavirus. You have to ask yourself this question. If you're faced with 44 people who have pneumonia, and you say these cases are unexplained, how do you decide what to look for as the cause if you're looking for a germ, if you're determined to look for a germ despite the obvious evidence of air pollution? The answer is simple. You don't. You have no clue. You have no idea. There are millions and billions of trillions of viruses that you could start looking for as the possible cause. But no, you decide up front and before up front that you are going to be looking for a virus from the coronavirus family. That means you had the story already prepared. That's the way the story was going to be sold. And if you look at these preparedness exercises and tabletop drills, et cetera, all of which preceded the announcement of a worldwide pandemic, you see coronavirus mentioned over and over again. And what are they really talking about there? They are talking about the predetermined story they are going to sell. And that's how they knew what virus to pretend to look for. Get it? Be back after the break with much more on this incredible fakery at the root of the poisonous tree. Don't go anywhere. Right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking at fraud on a scale that is just staggering as possible. Well, we don't have the virus. The virus isn't available. We can't get the virus. The CDC can't get the virus. But we're going to manufacture a test that is looking for the virus. Although we don't have the virus and we can't get it because nobody can get it, et cetera, et cetera. And I've gone over the typical statements. Oh, we've sequenced the virus, therefore it has to exist. We've isolated it. No, 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 no. These are the statements that they make in order to justify the kind of deep medical fraud that's been going on for 100 years or more. This is the new version, you could say, of the germ slash gene theory of everything bad is caused by germs and you have to be totally terrified, et cetera, which means that we can sell you a story, any story we want to, about a virus that exists, even though we've never proved it exists, and we don't care whether it exists because we're selling you the story. And all you have to do is wear a mask, shut down your business, go broke, stay indoors whenever we tell you to. Wear a mask, distance, lock down, lock down, lock down. Give in, surrender, be destroyed. All on the basis of a story. We've got a story, and we're selling you the story. That's what it is. That's the way it works. That's the way it's always worked. The decline of so-called infectious or contagious disease in the West, in terms of mortality, happened way before the introduction of antibiotics or vaccine. And it resulted from better hygiene, much better public sanitation, the rise of the middle class, and most of all, much better nutrition. Those were the factors. Those were the factors that built up general health, strength of what they like to call the immune system. This is why mortality severely declined in the West. Not because Rockefeller researchers had come up with some, the 150,000th way of killing the dreaded germ with toxic drugs and toxic vaccines. Not at all. That's not the way it happened. But they don't want to tell you. They don't want you to be educated in that fact. It would destroy medical school. I mean, if a professor in medical school got up on the first day and said, look, I have to issue a disclaimer. Everything that you're going to learn or assume or infer in your years of medical school and internship and residency on the way to becoming a medical doctor needs to be modified and understood in a different light, which is that the rapid and fantastic decline in mortality from contagious disease in the West was really the result of hygiene, sanitation, better nutrition, rise of the middle class. That's the big one, students. So make sure you never forget that. And then a whole lot of students would start looking at each other and say, well, what are we doing here? If this is the case, what are we doing here? And so what I've been talking about over the last 40 minutes or so with the unproven virus, the virus that's missing, is just really the latest episode of fraud, incredible fraud, that has been portrayed as a story to sell the public, to sell the governors, to sell the presidents, to sell the prime ministers, to enforce the lockdowns and the destruction of society as a gateway into a technocratic great world. That's what it's all about. Now, some people have written me as I published these recent articles and said, well, my friend is a virologist and he says, my friend is a geneticist and she says, my doctor says. These are not the people to be asking about whether the virus has ever been proved to exist. That would be like asking a television anchor for the nightly news whether he reports facts every night. What do you think he's going to say? No, actually, I lie every night. Some nights I'm better at it than others, but my main job is to lie to the public. What do you think? Would you ask public health officials to give you deep facts about public health? You might if you were crazy. What do you think they're going to say to you? My whole profession is based on a lie, on many lies, actually, and I tell them all the time. No, they're going to say, well, of course, I can tell you everything you need to know about public health. This is my specialty. And in parentheses, without my specialty, I wouldn't be able to pick up a paycheck or pay the mortgage or send the kids to college or pay off the car or have a vacation home in Long Island or, you know, hobnob at cocktail parties with the elite, et cetera, et cetera. Now you would be getting down to it. Now you would be getting down to why so many of these people are outright drunks and why there's so many of them are already under the care of doctors. Because their health has deteriorated because their spirit has deteriorated. Because the reason that they went into their profession has been completely perverted from the time they were young, and they know they're telling lies all the time. And they don't see how they can do anything about it because they feel like they're trapped, which simply is another way of saying they have no courage, none at all. And some of them are just, you know, outright psychopaths and sociopaths. So no, you wouldn't ask your friend, the virologist or the geneticist, whether he or she believes or asserts that the existence of the COVID virus has been proven. The whole issue is that this that I'm speaking about here is an investigation into what is being called science. And in order to do that investigation, you don't ask the people whose very livelihood and reputation depends on an authoritarian view of what science is all about. Absolutely not. Nor would you go to experts, so-called, on the PCR test and ask them how they can possibly devise a test to detect a virus that isn't there. They wouldn't be able to give you an answer and they wouldn't try. They would simply say, that's ridiculous. Of course the virus is there and of course we test for it and we find it. And are you going to accept that? Did you accept the report of the 9/11 Commission as fact, unimpeachable fact? Did you accept the report of the Warren Commission after the assassination of JFK as unimpeachable fact? Oswald acted alone. Did you accept that? Would you go to members of the Warren Commission or the 9/11 Commission and ask them whether or not Oswald acted alone or whether the scenario that we were fed, the story that we were fed about exactly how the buildings came down on 9/11, whether that story was accurate? Would you go to the 9/11 Commission to find that out? Of course not. Not if you were investigating, not if you wanted to find out the truth, not if you were concerned about the truth or the actual answers. That's not what you would do. So you would not ask your geneticist or virologist friend whether or not the virus had ever been proved to exist. Not at all. That's the story about the story this week, folks. Shocking and staggering news. See you next time.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.